Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to think Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, what is he talking about? No, it wasn't Ryan Fitzpatrick. It was Conor McGregor. Look at Jerry Jones in the middle of it. Dak doing a little Conor McGregor impersonation. Heath, who set up that with an interception, did the same thing. So give me an idea what you think of his arm ability.
That is not a strength. That is not
exactly
a strength. You know, the grip is going to be something we'd work on. But I can tell you, based on what he does for a living, I'm going to be very non-critical. I think he's actually fantastic now that we looked at it again.
Stay in the booth. I know you're wanting to jump over the side and...
Someone told me he's on his way up. So.
Into the stands, yeah. Stay where you are.
The next great quarterback.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to score. That, of course, is Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Apparently, they didn't see Conor McGregor's last fight, but what are you going to do? Seems like a little bit of a tomato can, David, to be brutally honest. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all,
thank you for listening.
Bless you for listening. It means a lot to us. I want to thank Dustino for being one of God's great men. I want to thank Kevbo for being a big McGregor fan, and of course Ray.
What the f*** is he wearing?
Yeah, well, Ray's got an outrageous outfit on, but he's a wonderful person.
It's loud.
You're 40
Very
years
loud.
Of age. Dress your f***ing age.
He's had a couple too many big fights, maybe, huh? Poor Conor McGregor. That was a rough one. And
I'd have a good knock.
When the man that beats you up ends up, hooking up with Putin, it's all a conspiracy. Let's welcome in our friends. It's Dan Bernstein and Conor McGregor.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, fellas.
Are you worried
good morning.
About what's going on with the career of one UFC fighter?
Oh, desperately worried. Yeah, it occupies my waking thoughts.
Getting beaten up too much. So did the Bears. What do you mean? You're acting like you don't know Conor McGregor? Don't even pretend.
I know who he is, but I'm not concerned about
then
him.
Then why do you have the same tattoo pattern?
It's just coincidence.
And beard.
And you can't prove otherwise.
That's the long history of Dan Bernstein. He actually has a giant chest tattoo. He has for years.
He has thug life right over his stomach.
And what was the one Johnny Tapia had? Was like the big cross. Like he had a crucifix all over his chest. I got that one too. I can't decide.
I'm like the guy from Memento. That movie's back on rotation on HBO or something. I love that movie.
Is it Guy Pearce?
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's right.
Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah, that's that
Christopher
kind of
Nolan, I could watch his movies for a living.
That one you got to watch seven or eight times to figure out what the hell happened.
Has there ever been a good team with two losses at this point in the season where both losses felt horrible? I mean, the Bears are still probably a pretty good team, but if you start feeling the totality of what both losses were like. That loss to Green Bay, they're up 20-0.
Yeah, that was
terrible. Yesterday was worse, though.
Yesterday was worse.
They had that game won, and they gave it away.
Think about the two
it's
ends of the
so
spectrum,
bad.
Too.
Yeah.
You had a Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers put out a Hall of Fame effort, and then you had Brock friggin' Osweiler.
You couldn't breathe on him.
I couldn't get
near him and tickle him under his chin.
I've been mentioning this all morning. They said that on the broadcast, and it's true. Brock Osweiler won his first start with Denver against the Bears. Won his first start with Houston against the Bears. He's run out of these places. And now his first start with Miami, he beats the Bears. What kind of weird-ass curse is this guy on my life?
I was so worn out from that game. It was just like, you just feel like you have just a...
Who are you maddest at?
Who am I? Cody Parkey.
Boy. Kickers never get a break.
Make the kick.
53 yards.
And
had he made the kick, boy, the conversation would be a lot different.
Oh, my God. Every narrative changes. Everything. If he make the kick.
Give him five more yards. Give him five more yards.
Yeah. Plenty of distance.
But you don't know. I mean, five more yards, he might have approached the kick differently.
He
might have. Everything would have been
different. He just left the club face open. He just pushed it.
I mean,
just push and make the kick.
I think I'm most mad at the defense. I understand that if Parkey hits that thing from 53, that's great, and he's got decent enough numbers from the. But if he hits the kick, we are still going through a post game, a Bears Monday, where 44 times Brock Osweiler dropped back to throw, and none of those
380
times
yards
did they hit him.
Yeah.
And none of those times did they hit him.
They
even if Parkey hits the kick,
fumble
at the goal line.
At the goal, like, that was the greatest gift ever handed anyone.
Right, because their running back is gassed. He's got to come out. They have the other running back in because Frank Gore can't breathe.
When Gore punched it down there, I stood up. I walked out of the kitchen. I walked into the bathroom. I thought, well, that was a good time to do that because of course they're going to walk it in. That's it. That's your ball game. I come right back out after the timeout. Fumbles there. Ball's laying there.
Guys, the Dolphins are 4-2. I mean, that team is 4-2.
That's a flukish 4-2.
How do you get off the bus? How do you get off the bus tackling that poorly? Taking bad the very first drive, their angles. What are you doing?
Angles were bad in the first drive, but their effort was bad in the last one. That's what's bothersome, because when you see the way that they sort of half-heartedly went after tackles in the overtime and fourth quarter, that to me, if I'm a coach, is most disturbing.
The most disturbing thing is you score a touchdown. You go through the process of scoring. They get the ball back. You've won the game. And then they get a 75-yard touchdown where the guys are standing there like, oh,
just standing.
What? Oh,
just standing.
I'm tired. You tackle him.
Meanwhile, everything changed. You're up, what would have been, 28-13?
Yes, 28-13.
On a phantom call.
Well, phantom call, but Dan, you know that it's like traveling in basketball. It's like holding in the NFL. Sometimes people will call it. Sometimes people will let it go. They chose to call the pick play.
Sometimes the Bears get called for it. Sometimes the Steelers walk off with a win.
That's exactly right.
Go watch that play.
Exactly.
Okay? And you heard Matt Nagy say he did everything I asked of him. What he has to do is just
pretend you're a receiver.
That's it. Yeah. Make a half-ass turn. Don't shove your hands up. Don't put your hand on him.
Right. Just
the official's going to call that. Act like you really think you're going to catch the ball and pick the guy. It's just a little stage acting, really.
But that was the game.
Right. That was it.
That was the game, because the very next play, Mitch Trubisky stares down the safety, throws it right to him.
Awful.
And You leave with no
points.
It
wasn't his worst pass of the game, though.
No.
Which one? You want to do the one where he threw the ball all the way back across the field to Tariq Cohen?
His numbers were unbelievable. His numbers, David made the point earlier. If you looked at that box score, you'd be like, wow, Mitch had a great game.
Didn't watch the game.
And he also made spectacular throws.
Yeah, he did.
He made some bucket throws to Gabriel. I mean, there were a couple in there that were just terrific.
Great catches, too.
Terrific catch.
Gabriel made two great catches.
That's a terrific catch. It makes me think.
I never thought he could do that.
And maybe go back to. He made that catch, and I went back to the Cardinals game where Trubisky's throwing that same ball out the back of the end zone to Gabriel. I mean, he's got bracket coverage, and I'm thinking, maybe that wasn't as bad a pass as I thought. Maybe that idea, maybe if you've seen Taylor Gabriel make catches like
that
in practice, that's not so bad. That said, Mitch did more good than bad in that game.
Yeah, he did.
More than likely. Granted, the errors were inexcusable. No. You can't make those mistakes. And I don't think it's going to matter. For the rest of the day, I don't think we're going to bring
that up.
10 more
yards and win the game. I mean, come on.
There was it just too many no way moments, like a season's worth of no way. The one that bounces off of Amos and goes right to
that?
Stills.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That was like Shades of 85. Through my head.
I went from a first half of screaming, "What are you doing?" to a second half of going, "Oh, come on."
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time. How are you going to handle this?
We're not.
What will you do to deal with
this? There will be yelling and screaming.
Yeah,
and
I guarantee you,
line stunts.
As always happens.
Someone will yell line stunts.
We'll feel better by the end of the show. Everything will feel. This is. I've learned this in this particular time slot. Coming off of an awful Bears loss, just like I always feel better by the end of the show, one way or another. We don't know how it might involve opiates.
Call a team hit. He'll cheer you up.
We're going to have Matt Nagy on at noon.
Yes.
Are you still thinking that we're going to feel better afterward? Because that wasn't quite the Matt Nagy everybody told me.
No, that was not
Matt
a good
Nagy
answer either.
After that game.
But that doesn't bother me too much. Did it bother you that he was
You're not going to have him on. You're going to have the news conference on, right? Live news conference.
Yes, he's going to just answer the questions.
But you asked the right question. I thought you framed it perfectly in your piece immediately after. If you're if Matt Nagy was here to be Matt Nagy, don't turn into John Fox.
Right. At, no, we're not really going to get much into that.
That's what you got.
Yeah.
What should we look forward to?
Yeah. Well, Lance Briggs will be here in studio at 10. He'll break it down. Rich Campbell at 11. We'll carry the Matt Nagy press conference at noon, and we have three chances at $1,000 via a lucky text keyword. So it is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. We're going to take a lot of calls. We're going to – but by the time we get to 1 o'clock, we're going to feel better about ourselves and the human condition.
We look forward to some group therapy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.